Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Samach Beis. We left off on Daf Samach Aleph and Beis. Elisha left off on Samach Aleph and Beis right after the Mishnah. Thank you very much, Elisha Graf, for covering the daf yesterday while I was in Chicago. Good to be back. Today we're going to... today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and L'Zeichon Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha La'ashalim, Shama Shav Naliyah. Today we're going to talk about the following. We're going to talk about how long of a neder can someone make and still stay married. We were discussing in the Mishnah, if someone is Madiris Ishto Mitash Mishamito, so Bishamai holds that you only have 2 weeks, and Bisil holds you only have 1 week until they're going to have to get divorced, because you cannot have such a neder existing in a marriage. But the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about what if you don't specify a time, you just madir without giving any time frame to the neder hana'a. So the Gemara is going to have actually a double machlokas about that, and it's going to explain why we need that machlokas in two different contexts. Then on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have two different opinions of how long a Talmud is allowed to leave his wife for to go learn, and how long he's allowed to leave the house for. And the Gemara is going to bring that Amoraim, that did this, that left their home, and what happened. And the Gemara is going to tell us about the impact of also Machlok Samaram, about the impact of groaning on a person's strength. If a person is nisaneach, he's always groaning or complaining, what impact that has on his strength, on his kochos. The Gemara is then going to have three opinions who the tayalin are that are mentioned in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah mentions what the mitzvah's ona is, and it says the tayalin have a mitzvah's ona every day. So who in the world are these tayalin that have a mitzvah's ona every day? We're going to have three different shitos. Then the Gemara is going to talk about a mitzvah's ona for poalim who work locally, as well as for poalim who don't work locally. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us how long someone can go away and learn for, and it's going to have stories about husbands who didn't come home on time, and the tragic results often that happened because the husbands didn't come home from yeshiva on time. And essentially it's going to be five different stories that all lead up to the Rabbi Akiva story, which appears at the very end of Samach Beis and Beis going into Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So we probably won't get to that story today, but we're going to have the five stories that precede the Rabbi Akiva story. So let's begin, excuse me, Samach Aleph and Beis, right after the Mishnah on Samach Aleph and Beis. So says the Gemara, my time de Beis Shammai. What is the basis for the Beis Shammai that say that you have to wait 2 weeks? Meaning the Mishnah had said, someone who's madrishto mitash shamito, according to Beis Shammai, you wait 2 weeks. According to Beis Hillel, only 1 week. So says the Gemara, well, 2 weeks makes a lot of sense that a couple can be assumed to go without tashmish or with an iser tashmish for 2 weeks, because gamri miyoledes nekeva. There's a din in the Torah that at some point in life one is going to have to go without tashmish for 2 weeks. If a person gives birth to a woman gives birth to an akeva, she's tameya for 2 weeks before she has her 66 days of tara. She has 14 days of tumah. So we see in the Torah that there's 2 weeks of tumah, that there's 2 weeks of separation. Ubeis Hillel gamri miyoled zachar. Beis Hillel says no, we're going to use the model of a yoled zachar where she's only tameh 1 week. So the woman only has to be sovel being 1 week without her husband. So says Mar Basil Nami Nigmur Miladis Nekeva. Why doesn't Basil say like the Bishamay that we should learn from a Yaladis Nekeva? Why do we have to force him to divorce her after only 1 week? After all, don't we see that the Torah says that you could go 2 weeks sometimes without Tashmish? Imi Yaledis Gamila Hachinami. You're right. If we were using Yaledis as the model, then in Hachinami we would learn from Yaledis Nekeva. However, El Basil Mi Nida Gamila. Basil is in fact not learning from Yoledes at all. Rather, he's learning from the halacha of Nida. The halacha of Nida min haTorah is that a woman is only tameh for 1 week, meaning min haTorah, if a woman sees dam on Sunday, so even though she bleeds Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by Motzai Shabbos, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. Min haTorah, it's a total of 7 days. So, b'maikah mifugi, what is the machlokas over here? So, Mar Savar, the Beis Hillel holds, midi d'shchiach, that we learn out that which is common from that which is common. It's normal it's not uncommon, unfortunately, for a husband to get angry at his wife and take a neder, and Tumas Nida is very shchiach, that a woman becomes tummy for a week every single month. However, Leda doesn't happen all that often. Leda, to actually give birth to a child, first of all, it takes 9 months. Second of all, certainly in the prenatal health in those days is not what it is today. And even today, the risks to pregnancy are pretty high, and there's a reasonably high percentage, or unfortunately high percentage, of miscarriages and things like that. But in those days, for sure. So it was something that's lo shchiach. Umar sav, whereas Beis Shammai holds, midi duhu garim la, midi duhu garim la. We learn now that which he caused, meaning a neder hana, if he's madir her bahana, that's something that he did from something that he caused, which is Leida, because it's only through him having tashrus with her that she got pregnant in the first place. So just like by that which he caused her to get pregnant, she's going to be tummy for 2 weeks, so too, when he takes a neder against her, she's going to be tummy, they're allowed to stay married for 2 weeks, even though it's not so shchiach. But nida has nothing to do with him. He didn't cause the nida. So says the Gemara, Amarav machlokas b'mefarish. The whole machlokas between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how long you wait before you get divorced, is only if he explicitly says a time frame for the neder. Avol b'stam divrei kol yotzei le'altar v'itim k'suba. But if you just take stam and neder, that neder of tashmish, then everyone would agree, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that right away he has to give her a get and pay her k'suba. Ushmuel amar afil b'stam nami yamtin shami yimtza pesach l'nidro. That even if it's stam, you wait this amount of time. How much? Beis Shammai 2 weeks. Beis Hillel 1 week, because you never know. Maybe you'll be able to find the pesach of charata for the neder, and say that al dazeh, I never took the neder, and the chacham will be able to be matir the neder. So says Gemara, you know, why do Rabbi Shmuel need to have this machlokas over here in this context? Hapligi b'chad zimna. Rabbi Shmuel already had this machlokas once. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us hamadir sishlam lehanas laad shloshim yom yamid parnes yosef mikan yosef yitin k'suba. If a person takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to get hanaa from him, so up until 30 days he could appoint someone. We appoint someone else to take care of her, and afterwards he'll pay back that person. But more than 30 days, then he has to divorce her and he has to pay her k'suba. And Rav said lo shanu el b'mefarish, that the only wait 30 days when the neder hana'a was explicitly a thirty day neder. Avol b'stam, but if he just takes a neder stam against his wife, yotzi li'alter v'yitein k'suba, he's got to divorce her immediately and pay her k'suba. Shmuel amar afilu b'stam nami yamtin shamiyim to pesach l'nidro. No, even if you didn't specify a time, wait, because maybe over the next 30 days he'll be able to find a pesach for his neder, we'll be able to undo the neder. So you see already Rabbi Shmuel had a machlokas about a neder stam that makes their life unlivable. Do you wait the amount of time hoping to find the pesach, or do you tell them to get divorced right away? So why do I need the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, both in the context of a neder about tashmish and a neder about hana'a in general? So tzricha, we need them to argue in both of these mishnayos, because the e it marbaha. If we only had the machlokas by the case of madir sishlo mitashmish hamita, I would have said bahaka amarav. Only by madir sishlo mitashmish hamita, Rav says that if you didn't set a time for your neder, you have to divorce her immediately. Mishum d'lo efshar beparnes. Because in the meantime, there's no one else that could take care of it. Meaning she has this need, and no one else is going to be... you can't appoint somebody else to have tashmish shamita with her. Aval bahi, but when it comes to being madir sishto from any hana'ah, from getting mizonos, from getting fed, from getting... So the efshar beparnes, where someone else could provide for her in the meantime, in his place, ema modile Shmuel. Maybe Rav will agree to Shmuel that give it some time, let her live with a parnes, taking care of her in the meantime. And if it only would have spoken about the case of Madir Sishlo Mila Hanoslo, so I would say Bahach Kamer Shmuel. That's where Shmuel allows you to wait. Avol Baha, but maybe in the case of being Madir Sishlo from Tashra Shamita, in Modele Rav, maybe Shmuel agrees to Rav. So Tzricha, that's why I need both Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, in both contexts that we have this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Good, now we move on to the next line. The Mishnah had said, HaTalmidim Yotzim LeTalmud Torah Shalom Rishus for Shloshim Yom. The Talmidim could go out for Talmud Torah without Rishus for 30 days. So the Mishnah said, and Poalim is Shabbos Achas. If you look in Tosos, in the bottom Tosos, Pirush Ri, Da'asal HaShminan, De'afal Gavdim in Hagum Hayo Lilmol V'lasos Melacha Bi'iram Va'ona Amura B'toro L'tal Me'erv Shabbos L'erv Shabbos K'aminim B'gumar L'Poalim Shtayim B'Shabbos K'tan Sefa Afilu Achi Yucholim L'shanos Mimin Hagam V'lotzis Talmidim Lamed Yom U'Poalim Shabbos Achas. Meaning their practice wasn't to do this. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it wasn't the Minhag HaMakom, they're allowed to be Mishana from the Minhag in order to go away for this period of time. So says the Gemara, Birushus Kama. And if they have Rishus from their wife, specific Rishus from their wife, how long can they go out for? How long are they allowed to spend in Yeshiva? Says the Gemara, Kama Dabai, however long they want, meaning whatever their wife says. So if the wife says that I'm mochel, you go out for however long you want, so why not? So it says, no, urcha demilsa kama. What is normal? What is the proper amount of time to leave one's house in order to learn Torah? But if so if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, urcha demilsa derech eretz shelo yisa olav chet, fafilu hu yachal lefatosa shetitin lo rishos. What's considered inappropriate? Meaning his wife may give him permission, she just may be that kind of person that just lets him do whatever he wants. But what's an inappropriate ask that he shouldn't be pressuring his wife or asking his wife for such a thing? If you look at the top Tosos, Tosos quotes that Rashi, and then Tosos says, "Vim tomer beheich yotza Rabbi Akiva v'kol hanu d'lekaman." Wait a second. Whatever number we're going to give right now is not going to be very long, and we're going to have stories where people went for a very long time—5 years, Rabbi Akiva, 12 years, and then another 12 years. So how did that happen? So v'yeshlomer d'hasam below pitoy hayusmechos. So it says, in those cases, it didn't require any convincing. The women were the ones pushing for it. They're the ones that wanted their husbands to go learn Torah, to become Talmidei Chachamim. And Atraba, that's why they married them, for them to become Talmidei Chachamim. Sometimes that's the understanding in a marriage, that the understanding is that that's what the woman wants, that she dafka wants her husband to become a Talmud Chacham, and she'll do whatever it takes for him to become a Talmud Chacham. So someone once told me that there was a Maisa that someone repeated of that it was busy in that in Ramesh Feinstein's house when it was busy on an Erev Shabbos and things were crazy and the kids were in the bath and this and that, and Ramesh took a mop and a broom and he cleaned up the whole house Shabbos because he saw his wife was under pressure. So someone said, you see, that's what a gadol is also. So one of Ramesh's grandchildren said, Sheker v'chazav, there's no way that such a story ever happened. He said, the grandchild said, my grandmother never would have allowed it. That wasn't their understanding. Their understanding in the marriage was that he had to become the gadol, and that was it. He had to be learning nonstop. That was he had to be passing his shaylos and learning. It was a different kind of marriage. Normal people can't understand that kind of marriage. But that was the understanding. That's what it was built on. It was built on that understanding. So it never would have happened. That's what the grandchild told me. But you see, this concept, says Tosos, that that's in a normal marriage. Of course, you can't just disappear for 5 years or 12 years. But when you marry Rabbi Akiva, and the understanding is that he's supposed to become Rabbi Akiva, and that's what she wanted. So then, yeah, then you can leave for 12 years, 24 years. Tosos says, "Venira l'rida apolim koyvelo atalmidim." So afilu shalobar shus yotzim liol lamidyom v'yachsul lebeisul yomechad v'achu krokamer. So then Tosos says that maybe there's a difference between poalim versus tamid chachamim. That's what we're actually talking about over here. We're talking about poalim and not tamid chachamim. Okay. So says the Gemara now. So urchad milchsal kama. What is a normal ask for a husband to have to go out to learn? So amarav chodesh. Kan v'chodesh b'bayis, to alternate months. 1 month here, 1 month in yeshiva, let's say, and 1 month in the house. Shenemar, where do I get that from? For that because when it describes those workers who worked for David HaMelech, the Mesharsim HaSemelech says, l'chol devar ha-machlokos, the mishmaros that would work for David HaMelech, ha-bo'ava yotzeis, chodesh b'chodesh. They would go out 1 month and then 1 month. They would do for 12 they divided into 12 groups and each one did 1 month at a time. L'kol chadshei hashana. And that way they covered all the months of the year. So even though what the pasuk is actually describing is 12 groups and it was 1 month and then 11 months back home, but the lashon of the pasuk doesn't sound that way. The lashon of the pasuk sounds like chodesh b'chodesh, that they alternated 1 month, 1 month, and we're learning from the lashon of the pasuk that a Talmud could be poresh mibeso to another city to learn Torah for 1 month, and then he comes home for 1 month. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chodesh kan ushnayim b'beiso. 1 month over here in the Beis Medrash, and then 2 months back at home. Shenamar, because the pasuk describes the people that Shlomo Melech sent from Eretz Yisrael to go get wood from the Lebanon to build the Beis Hamikdash, that it was 30,000 men, and the pasuk says that Vayishlachem Levona Aseres Halav Mechodesh Chalifos. So it says Chodesh Yu Balvanon Ushnayim Chadashim Beveso. The pasuk describes that there's going to be 10,000 men are going to spend a month in Lebanon and then 2 months in their home to secure the 1 month out of three they're securing the Arzei Halavanon with which to build the Beis Hamikdash. The Rav Nami, my time alone, or may he? Well, why doesn't Rav learn from the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brings about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash that says that it's got to be 2 months at home? Well, Shiny Binyan Beis Hamikdash to Efshal Yidei Acherim, because Binyan Beis Hamikdash, you could have other. There were other groups that were willing to go and build the Beis Hamikdash, and that's why you couldn't stay more than 1 month in Lebanon in order to come back home for 2 months. Because why do you have to be gone for longer than that? There are other people that could do that job. Rabbi Yochanan, but to become a Talmud Chacham, no one else is going to be able to do that job for you. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, may he? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan quote the pasuk that Rav quoted about the Mesharsim of David HaMelech, who would take 1 month and 1 month, or at least implies from the pasuk that it was 1 month and 1 month, Shaini Asim Disle Harvacha? No, because the workers of David HaMelech, they were able to get away with that, to being away for half the time, because they made good money, they made a good living. So since the women were getting mezonos and tachshit and berevach, they were willing to put up with that, because it was something that was worthwhile for them to give up on their husbands for X amount of time in order to be able to make such a good living. So once the Gemara brings that machlokas, Rabban and Yochanan, about how long a person stays away to learn Torah, the Gemara brings another machlokas, Rabban and Yochanan. Amarav, Anacha Shoveres Chatzi Gufo Shel Adam. Anacha breaks half of a person's body, meaning it debilitates a person halfway when a person is groaning and complaining. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel about the Chorban of Yerushalayim, V'ata ben Adam, He'onach b'shivron masnayim uv'merirus te'onach. So anacha breaks half the body because masnayim is in the emtzah guf, it's in the middle of the body. So we assume it breaks down from the halfway point of the body. Rabbi Yochanan says, af kol gufo shel adam, that it actually breaks down a person's entire body. Shenemar, because the very next pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yecheskel, v'haya ki yomru elecha, when Klal Yisrael is going to tell you when they see that you're groaning, al ma atonenach v'amarta, you should say al shmua kiva'a, because there's a we received word that the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed, v'namas kalei v'rafu kol yadayim v'chiasa kol ruach v'kol breikayim telach namayim, that everyone is going to be falling apart when they hear this. So you see that it breaks the entire body, from the lev to the adayim, the ruach, the berkayim, from the kepala to the fitula. It breaks everything, breaks the entire body down when a person has anacha. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Haksiv b'shivron masnayim. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk that says b'shivron masnayim? So he dechim mischala mi masnayim mischala. That's just describing the starting point of the breakdown, that it's at the midpoint of the body, but then it spreads in both directions to the entire body. V'Rav Nami Haksiv v'namas kalei v'rofa kol yadayim v'chiasa kol ruach. What does Rav do with the pasuk that identifies all the different body parts as breaking down? Well, shiny shmua de Beis Hamikdash de tekifa tuva. No, the bad news about the Churban Beis Hamikdash is much worse than typical bad news, so that will break down a person's entire body. But stama anacha is only going to break down half of a person's body. Tosus raises the question, v'haikrad v'ata ben adam ayonach b'shuvim asayim kabi Beis Hamikdash k'siv. Both psukim are about the Beis Hamikdash, meaning they each brought a pasuk, and it wasn't that one of the psukim was about the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the worst news, but the pasuk that describes Masnayim is not about the Beis Hamikdash, it's also about the Beis Hamikdash. So Tosfos raises the question, how could you say that in the pasuk that describes the whole body, that's about the Beis Hamikdash, that's worse. So Tosfos explains, Yeshlam Adukra Kodem Churban Ksiv, V'chino Yim Novi Lisol She'inenach Al Shmuas Beis Hamikdash Sha'asid Licharev Va'az V'nimas Kalev Mitocha Anach Shetia Akar Churban Al Shmuas Beis Hamikdash. That one pasuk is describing the groaning that Yecheskel did when he heard about the Churban of Bayis, and the other is describing the aftermath, that when they hear about the Churban of, meaning they hear about the impending Churban of Bayis, and the other is about hearing about the Churban of Bayis after it actually happened. So that's the kind of, that's Takiv Tuva. That's going to be too strong and so difficult that it breaks down a person's entire body. So even though we said that the Shmua about a Churban Beis HaMikdash breaks down a person's body more than any other tzaros, it's not always true. There was a Yisrael and an Ovid Chavim that were traveling together. The Ovid Chavim was not able to keep up with the Yisrael because the Yisrael was just so fast. So in order to slow him down, at Great Churban Beis HaMikdash, the guy started bringing up the topic of Churban Beis HaMikdash, hoping to get him to krechts a little bit, and that will slow him down. So Nagid V'itnach, the Jew krechts, he complained, he groaned, because he remembered the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But he didn't slow down. The guy still couldn't keep up with him. So the Eni Yehudi said to the Yehudi, wait a second, don't your rabbi say that anacha breaks down half of a person's body and you have not slowed down? That's only when it's something new that you hadn't heard about before, but we're painfully aware each and every day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that's not going to slow us down. It's not going to break our body down. And she, people say, the Malfe Tachli, a woman who unfortunately loses her children, lo basa, she's not going to fall apart from the loss of another child. Meaning, at a certain point, a person becomes numb to loss. They're so used to suffering that suffering numbs them to the point where the ongoing suffering isn't going to change, isn't going to impact them or change them as much. So now we go back to the explanation of our Mishnah, to the regularly scheduled sugya. So tayalim b'chol yom. The Mishnah had said that the ona of tayalim is each and every day. So the Gemara is going to have three opinions. What are tayalim? So my tayalim, Amar Rava, b'nei pirki. It's the talmidim who have their rebbe around in town, and they learn in local yeshivas. So they learn in the local Beis Medrash, and they go home every night. So they have a mitzvah sona every night. So Amalei Abayi, mandich sivbuhu shav lachem mashkim ekum, that the people about whom it says in the pasuk that in contrast to other professions, that you're working for nothing, mashkim ekum, people who wake up early in the morning, ma'achrei shevas, the people who are late to go to sleep because they're involved in melechus harashus, ochle lechem atzavim, and they eat their bread in sadness because they work so hard just to make a few pennies. Kein yitein liyedidu shena, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give those who are menadei shena from their eyes in order to do his mitzvot. So Amar Yitzchak says that the menadin shein meineim means elin oshasein shel tamid chamim. That's a reference to the wives of tamid chamim shemenado shein meineim bolam hazeh, who deprive themselves of sleep in this world, waiting for their husbands to come home from the Beis Hamedrash and encouraging them to learn Torah ubos lechayol maba. And at the time of they're going to earn olam haba. But you see that when it's time to go to sleep, Tamini Chacham are still in the Beis Medrash. V'atamer Pnei Pirki, and you're telling me that the Pnei Pirki, that the people who learn in the Beis Medrash have a mitzvah sona every night? Apparently, they're in the Beis Medrash very late into the night, and they're not going to have the kochos to have a mitzvah sona every night. Se'alam Rabbi Kidarav. Rabbi says, no, Tayala means something else. It means what Rav says. Dam Rav, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, like Rosh Mo Bashilas, who was a malami tinokos, that he ate from his own earnings and he drank from his own paying for himself, and he slept in the shadow of his house, and the shaliach of the king didn't come by his doorway to collect taxes because he was not known as an usher, and he lived a very calm and peaceful life. And that way, he was able to have a mitzvah sona every night because his job wasn't too demanding. He wasn't so rich that everyone was banging down his door asking for money. So he lived a very simple and calm life. Ravin says a third opinion. The tayalim that we're talking about are the people in Eretz Yisrael who enjoy the pleasures of life with a lot of good food and good drink, and therefore they're very strong and they're very healthy, and that's why they're able to fulfill the mitzvah of ona every day. Now that we said that Bnei Eretz Yisrael have this kind of koach because they have so much good food and good drink in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara tells a couple of stories about the kochos of people in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yavoah of Kavi Bei Bani, he was standing by the Beis Hamerchatz. Have a samchlei trei avdi. Two avadim would have to hold him up. Ifkas Bei Bani mitusei. But one day the floor of the Beis Hamerchatz caved in, and there was a huge drainage system, like a sewer system, underneath the floor. So they could have fallen into this sewer system, and it would have been very dangerous. Ishrami le'amuda, but there was an amud there, there was a pillar there that he was able to hang on to. So Salik Vaskinu, he pulled by one hand on the pillar, he was able to pull himself out, and he brought his two avadim who were holding him up. He brought them out with his other hand. He was able to have the superhuman strength to save them. And another maestro, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yochum was going on stairs or on a ladder. Havusamchle Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi, and Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi had to support him, told him up. Ifchsadargatusei, the stair broke, Salik Vaskinu, and again he held on to something. And he lifted the two guys up who were helping him out. So Amrilei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, V'chimiyachmadachi lamalei l'mismachei, if you're so strong, why are we walking around supporting you? Why are we holding you on each side like you're weak? So Amrilei, imkein ma'aniach le'zikna, I have to preserve my strength for when I get older. So I try not to use my strength. I try to save it for later. It's interesting. The Rambam Chosteil says that a person shouldn't do that. That a person should try to utilize his strength as much as he can, and you'll see that you're going to get stronger. Like he tells, there's such a thing called exercise, that you exhaust yourself and you build your muscles up, and you'll be stronger. But the Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara says you save your strength for later. That a person can be strong, and they'll save their strength for later on. Probably it's referring to something much deeper. Okay. Va'apolim shtayim b'shabbos. And Paulim, we said the mitzvah son is twice a week. Va'tanya apolim achas b'shabbos. So you have a price that says it's once a week. Some rabbis are looking at look, Kasha, Kan Ba'usim Melacha B'Iran. The Mishnah says twice a week is when their Melacha is in the city. Kan Ba'usim Melacha B'Iracheris. The price is talking about where the Melacha is in a different city. Tanya Nami Achi, Apol, Mshayim B'Shabbos Mehmed, Varmamur Ba'usim Melacha B'Iran. Av Ba'usim Melacha B'Iracheris, Achas B'Shabbos. That it says explicitly in the price of this chilik between Osim Melacha B'Iran and Osim Melacha B'Iracheris. Hachamarim, people who are donkey riders, they bring grain to sell in the shuk, so it's achas b'shabbos. Where gamalim, the Mishnah said, is once every 30 days. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan La Abaye. The Tana that said that someone was madras ish shamitash v'shamita, that according to Beis Hillel, after 1 week they already have to get divorced because that's unconscionable that they're going to go a whole week without him ignoring his mitzvah zona. Ichbul Tana Lashvin and Tayel Lepoel. How many people have a mitzvah zona that's that frequent anyway? Only the Tayel and the Poel. But the Chamarin and the Gamalin, they don't have a mitzvah zona that long anyway. So how could it be that after 1 week they already have to get divorced? Samalei, Sabai said to Rabbi Rechal, the din that Madras ish shamitash v'shamita, he has to divorce it. Lo, is not is lo akulu it's going on all of them, not only on the Paul and the Tayalin. I v'lishisha chadashim ka'amar. But wait a second. By the Safanim, it says that the owner is only once every 6 months. Well, why, if you're madirishu mitash shamita for 1 week, do you have to divorce her if the mitzvah sona is only once every 6 months? If that's your job, say in a doma mishiyishal pas pesalo mishein lo pas pesalo. There's a difference between knowing that once every 6 months there's going to be tashmish and having an open ended nether that you're never going to have tashmish, and we're even going 1 week without tashmish, but not knowing where there's an end in sight, that psychologically is much more difficult to handle. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that that a chamar has a mitzvah sona once a week, and a gamol has a mitzvah sona once every 30 days. So Gemara discusses, okay, can you change your profession, even though that changes a wife's expectations and what your responsibilities are? So Amalei Rabbi Arbuchan Labaye, someone who was a chamar, v'na'as a gamol, and he became a gamol, my, what's it did? Is he allowed to change from one profession to the other, and he'll make a little more money, so maybe his wife will be happy with that? So Amalei, Sabai said to Rabbi Arbuchanan, you're not allowed to change your profession where you're going to be around the house less, and the mitzvah soda is going to be less, because rotza isha bekav, v'tiflus me'asara kabinu precious. A woman would rather have a little bit of food, and at least the husband will be around, rather than have a lot of food, rather than have a lot of money, and the husband is not going to be around. So you can't change the profession without consulting with your wife, even if it's a much higher paying job, but it's going to demand a lot more of your time. Frektosos and Taptosos, wait a second. We said on Amad Aleph, when we discussed the people who worked for David HaMelech, that they go work for a month and they come back for a month and work for a month and come back for a month. And we said, why isn't that, meaning, why doesn't everybody agree that that's the model of what you're allowed to do? So he said, no, because they're making a lot of money, so their wives are going to be okay with them spending every other month away from the house because they're making a lot of money. So Tosa says, what happened to Rotsi Isha Bekav and Tiflis? So Tosa says, no, they're making a lot of money. There is a certain amount of money that will make it worth it, but you know, typically the difference between a chamar and a gamal is not going to be the amount of money that's going to make it worth it. Okay, so says Gemara Vayta. Now hasapanimach shchadashim divrei Rabbi Elazar, that sapanim is once every 6 months according to Rabbi Elazar. So Amrav brona Amrav halach kravlas, we pass like Rabbi Elazar. Amrav adbar Amrav zu divrei Rabbi Elazar. Avol chamam matalmidim yotzin Talmud Torah beis v'gimel shana shlo bereshus. The Chum say that Talmidim go out for Talmud Torah 2 or 3 years shalom bereshus. Amar Rava, some Rabbanon ad Rav Ad Barava, v'avdi uvdo b'nafshayim, that the Rabbanon rely on Rav Ad Barava, and they follow him, and it's b'nafshayim. So Pasha reading of Avdi uvdo b'nafshayim is that they did it. They in their own lives they did like Rav Ad Barava. Says Rashi, that's what it means. Avdi uvdo b'nafshayim v'ubalem litol me'am nefashos shenei nashmu mesim. They gave their lives in following this pesach of Rav Ad Barava. They died because they followed this psak of Rav Barava. It's a wrong, meaning they it cost them dearly to follow this psak. That's what Benafshayim means. How does Rashi know that? From the stories the Gemara is about to tell. Ki Adar Rav Ruchumi's story, number one. Again, we're going to have 5 stories that all lead up to the Rabbi Akiva story tomorrow. Ki Adar Rav Ruchumi Avashkiach Kameh the Rava B'machuza. Rav Ruchumi used to be in front of Rava in Machuza, have a rug with Avas in the base of Kamal Yom Kippur. And he used to come home every Erev Yom Kippur. That's when he would come back home. The rest of the year he's learning Yeshiva. Yom Echad Meshtach Teshmaita. One day he got very involved in his learning. I'm a Masachid Bitu, Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi. And his wife was looking out the window and she was saying, ah, he's coming now, he's coming now. Lo asi, he didn't come. Chalashtaita, she got very upset. Achas demas me'ena, and a tear started streaming down her face. Have a yasiv be'igren, he was sitting on a rooftop. If chesigra mituse v'nach nafshe, and the roof caved in, and he died, because it caused his wife to cry by not coming home on time. Onash tamid chacham emas, when is the owner of tamid chacham? So Gemara says, on Rizom Shmuel, me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos. Typically, it's supposed to be once a week, every Friday night. Ashar Piryu Yitain Bi'ito, the Pasuk describes, the Gemara brings an asmachta to the Zman Ona of the Talmud Chacham, because the Pasuk describes Talmud Chacham was learning, it says, Vayaka'et Shosal Palgemaim, and it says, Ashar Piryu Yitain Bi'ito, so it sounds like there's a particular time for him to give his peros, Amravida Vitaim Ravuna Vitaim Rav Nachman, Zam Shamish Mitaso, May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, someone who's having Tashu Shamita, every Erev Shabbos, that's the Ona Talmud Chacham. A second story, Yehud Breda Rechia Chasani Rabbi Ariyav, he was a son of Rabbi Yane. Azul Yasud Bei Ravi went to learn Yeshiva of Kol Beishim Shiav Asi Lebesi, and every Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos he would come home. So we can have a Asi, have a Chazi Kamei Amudu Denura, and when he would come home, they would Rabbi Yane would see that a pillar of fire would precede him in coming, meaning he was a holy person. So they had a pillar of fire that would like herald his arrival. Yom Echad Meshach Tishmaita. One day he got caught up in his learning. Kivud L'Chazi, when Rabbi Yane didn't see Yahu Simana, the pillar of fire. Amalu Rabbi Yani said to the people in his house, Kafumi Tasu, you need to do Kfiyas Amitah Shulmola Yehuda Kayim. If my son in law Yehuda were alive, Lo Bita Lo Nasa, he wouldn't be Mevatel as Mitzvah, he wouldn't not come home. Savai Kishkaka Sheyosu Mufrey Ashal Nach Nafshe. And once he said that, then he actually died, meaning once he said he must be dead, so then he actually became dead. But really, he was just caught up in his learning. A third story, Rebbe Yosef Le Brebe Rebbe Chia, Rebbe was involved in marrying his daughter off to the daughter of Rabbi Chia, Kimata the Mitzvah Ksuba, when they sat down to write the Ksuba, Nach Nafshe de Revisa, the girl died. Amar Rebbe, Chas Shalom Psula Ika, maybe there's a Psul in the Mishpacha that such a bad simon that the girl died like that. So Yosibu Vayna B'Mishpachos, they looked in their Yichus, Rebbe Asi Mishpatya Ben Avital. Rebbe came from Shvatya Ben Avital, David's wife, so it turns out that he was a descendant of David HaMelech. Rabbi Chia Asi Mishimi Yachi David. From Shimi Achidav, who was not a melech, and therefore it's not appropriate for a ben melech to marry someone who's not a bas melech. So Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. So they needed to find the menu shidduch. So they were marrying him off now to the daughter of Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. They set 12 years the mezal to go learn Torah bebei Rav in the yeshiva. So and then they were going to get married. But first they wanted to introduce the boy to the girl. So they showed the boy. They showed him the girl. He says, maybe I'll only go for 6 years. Then they went on a second date. Maybe we should get married first and then I'll go. Because he was so enamored with the girl. So the boy was embarrassed from his father that he was so love struck by this girl that he couldn't wait. So his father said to him, Bini, Das Koncha Yeshbucha. Hashem is the same way. First, it says to be emusitemo that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, "Come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll build the base of Mikdash over there." But the Sof Ksiv, "Vasli Mikdash Shchaita B'Selchem," just make for me a Mikdash here in the Midbar. Kodesh Baruch Hu developed this connection with Klal Yisrael that he needed to build the home first. So Azul Yosef Tatzis Shnei Bebei Rad. So the Rebbe's son went for 12 years to yeshiva. Adasi Yakar Debitu. By the time he got home, his wife was no longer able to have children. So Rebbe Hechin Avit. So Rebbe said, "What's he supposed to do? Nigrusha, you should divorce her after she waited faithfully for 12 years." Yomra Niyazul L'Shav Shimra. Everyone's going to say, "What a terrible thing to do! This girl waited 12 years. Ninsevitza Achriti. She should marry someone else in addition to her." Yomra Zuishto Vizu Zonaso. Everyone's going to say, "Oh, this woman that he has children with, that's his real wife, and the other one is just his zona." So Bayala Rachmi, so instead he davened Vistias and she was cured and she was able to have children. And then another story, Rabbi Chanan bin Chachinai of Kazal Bey Rav, Bishili Lule de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Chanan bin Chachinai went to the yeshiva in the end of the Sheva Brachos week of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So later, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said to him, "Yakiv li adasi badach, wait for me, I'm going to join you, don't leave without me." Lo yakvale, he didn't wait for him. It's time to go to yeshiva, you got to go to yeshiva. I'm not going to wait for Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai to be ready to go to the yeshiva. So he didn't wait. So Azul, so Rabbi Chaim ben Chachanai went, Yosef treis rei shni bebei rav, and he spent 12 years in the Beis Medrash. Adasi till Rabbi Chaim ben Chachinai came back home, ishtanu shvili demasa. He couldn't even find his way around the streets of his hometown because there were new buildings and they repaved the highways and there was LaGuardia used to be a dump and now it's a beautiful airport. He didn't know. He didn't recognize anything. So velo yada, he didn't know Rabbi Lemeza Lebeisa. He didn't know how to get home. So Azul Yosef Aguda Denara. So he sat by the riverbank and Shamali Ravisa, and he heard a girl Tavukarla that the other people around her were calling out to her, Bas Chachinoi, Mili Kultuch V'Sanezel, fill up your bucket, Bas Chachinoi, and come with me. So Amar, he said, Shema Mina, Haravisa Didan, that girl must be mine, that must be my daughter, because they're calling her Bas Chachinoi, Am Chachinoi. So Azul Basra, he went after, he followed her to figure out how to get home, so he just followed the girl, figured that that's his house. So V'Yasiva Debitu, V'Kanala Kimcha, his wife was there, and she was sifting flour. Dol Eina, she lifted up her eyes, Chazise, and she saw him. Savi Liba, her heart fluttered because it was her husband, and she was a shock. Parach Rucha, and her neshama left her. Samar Rabbi Chaim ben Chachinai said, "I'm the father of Ribbono Shalom, Aniya Zu of Zeskara, that this Aniya, she waited so long for me to come back from the Beis Medrash, and this is her schar that she drops dead the day I come back." So Boy Rachmi Alavachaya, he davened for her, and she had a tchias amesin, and she was able to live. Rabbi Chaim bar Bisa, another story. Also, the also Treis Hashanim Bevei Medrasha went for 12 years to the Beis Medrash. Kiyasa, when he came back home from the Beis Medrash, Amar Lo Yavid Kedav Ben Chachinai. He said, "Oh, I heard the story of what happened to Rabbi Chanan ben Chachinai, that his wife died because she was so shocked. Not such a good idea. Surprises aren't always great." So Ayel Yosef ben Midrasha. So he said, "You know what? I'm going to go sit in the local Beis Medrash." Shalach lebeise, and he sent a shliach to let his wife know that your husband's coming home. He's alive. He's a Talmud Chacham. So while he's in the Beis Medrash, Asa Raboshia Berei, Raboshia, his son, who he didn't know anymore because he's been away for 12 years, was sitting. Yosef Kamei, and he sat in front of him, but he didn't recognize him because it's been 12 years. Have a kamash leshmeite, and the son asked the questions and learning. He asked the father, not knowing who's who. Questions and learning. Chazit kamachad leshmeite, and the father saw him. who's very sharp, that this kid who was asking questions in the local Beis Medrash was very strong in learning. Chalash Daite, and then he got upset and he said, if I would have stayed home, I would have had a child of such a Madrega, such a Bal Madrega. So Allah Beisei, he went back to his house, Ol Berei, and his child went to the same house. His son came to the Kamkamei. When he saw the kid coming to the house, he stood up because he figured the boy had more questions than learning. It didn't occur to him that it was his son. So who saw the Mishle Shmaitza Kabai? He thought the kid was just coming to ask him questions and learning. So Amrle Debitu, his wife said, when he saw him standing up for his own son, Mi Kabad Kami Bra, does a father stand up for his own child? So he realized this is his son. So Kari Le Rabbi Bercham said about him the Pasuk, Hachut HaMashul Shalom Meheri Yinatek, Zerav Oshaya Benosh Rabbi Chama Barbisa. That's Rabbi Oshaya, the son of Rabbi Chama Barbisa. That's a third generation of Tamid Chachamim. So you see, once you have three generations of Tamid Chachamim, it's a Lobe Meheri Yinatek. It's not clear in the Gemara where's the third generation. It only tells us really about two generations. But apparently, Rabbi Oshaya saw his grandfather, Rabbi Bisa. That appears in the Gemara Maseches Basra. So because they saw each other and they were all into learning, so we know Lobe Meheri Yinatek, the Torah is not going to leave that family anytime soon. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Rabbi Akiva story on the bottom of Sabbath Beis and Beis. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Rabbi.